The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, and today we are putting the focus on semiconductors, specifically the shortage that's putting the pressure on companies such as car makers, electric vehicle makers, computers, phone makers. So all that has been affected by the shortage of chips, and this has been compounded by the supply chain bottlenecks as the market recovery and demand for those chips start to rise. Let's get a bigger picture from Ma Tieying. She is an economist at DBS. Morning, Tieying. How are you doing?
Morning. My pleasure to join your program today.
Yeah, this is an area that you watch very closely because it involves many of the major economies. We are talking about China, South Korea, Taiwan. So help us put in context in terms of numbers. How much of a demand spike has there been in the past year? And is this just maybe transitory when you get all these issues resolved down the road?
Yes, there has been a demand spike over the past 1 year. If you look at global semiconductor sales, this data showed 5 to 10% growth in 2020 despite global recession. And this year, global semiconductor sales showed even faster growth, about 10 to 20% in first quarter. So momentum is further strengthening compared to last year. Whether the demand spike is temporary or not, we need to understand the driving factors. An important driving factor, I think, should be the COVID pandemic. The pandemic outbreak since last year has boosted demand for many consumer electronics products, computers, and also the online digital services because of work from home and also school from home. Accordingly, and this has also boosted demand for semiconductors and other electronic components. At the same time, we also see some rapid progress in technology innovation in recent years, the adoption of many new technologies like 5G or artificial intelligence. These new technologies have also created diverse demands for semiconductors, such as those high-performing chips used for AI applications, or also like those specialized chips used for like electric cars. So overall, I think they are both temporary and permanent factors. The pandemic factor should be temporary. If the COVID pandemic comes to an end, global semiconductor demand may ease to some degree. But the technology factor should be sustainable. Mm. Technology innovation should continue to support semiconductor growth in the longer term.
Yeah, so you do have this demand that's there. For the men on the street, will they start to feel a pinch when it comes to prices? And walk us through the various industries that we might see these cost pressures being trickled down into.
Yeah, that's a good question. So far, the impact of chip shortage is most notable for the automotive industry. Last year, when the pandemic broke out, automotive demand fell sharply because of lockdown. So the semiconductor manufacturing companies switched production lines to focus on other product segments. And this year, when the global economy reopens, automotive demand starts to recover. Semiconductor companies found they don't have enough capacity to meet the demand in this segment. So this is why chip shortage is particularly serious for the auto sector. And more recently, we also see chip shortage emerge in other sectors like mobile phones, computers. Previously, it was mainly auto companies like Toyota reporting production cuts due to chip shortage. But now the tech companies like Apple also report some production delay issues. So basically, chip shortage is spreading on a broader basis, and its economic impact is also on the rise. So we need to monitor it closely.
When you look at the supply chain, it's pretty much split between the chip designers and then the foundries, which are the chip makers. And you're talking about Japan and the US government trying to raise their own industries by creating more manufacturers in their ecosystems. What will this mean for the situation down the road? Could we maybe see oversupply, and what would that mean for prices?
Yes, I think it's for the long term. the risk of oversupply could be for the long term. Because for the semiconductor industry, it usually takes several years to build new plants, at least 2 years. So the current increase in global semiconductor investment could be translating to increase in production capacity around mid-2020s. On the other hand, on the demand side, as we have mentioned, there are some temporary and also permanent factors together driving the rise in semiconductor demand. The temporary factor, the pandemic factor, may disappear in a few years. So it's possible semiconductor demand may ease to some degree, also around mid-2020s. And easing demand, increasing supply, that may suggest some overcapacity or some downward price pressure in the longer term.
And talk about price pressures, Tianying, what's the likelihood of cost increases when you have all these manufacturers there and it's a bit of fragmentization with lower efficiencies and just more people doing the same thing? It's just not as specialized.
Yeah, I think cost increase actually is also a risk we need to monitor for the longer term because the semiconductor value chain currently is highly specialized across different countries. So different countries focus on different segments and based on their comparative advantages. So if many countries try to build their domestic semiconductor supply chain that incorporates all activities, regardless of the comparative advantage, the result could be lower efficiency and also higher cost. Higher cost, it may erode corporate profits or it may weaken companies' innovation capabilities. And another possible outcome is higher costs will be passed on to consumers ultimately. Yeah, it will be through a price hike in the long term, which is also possible. So for the long term, I think cost increase in the semiconductor industry is also an important risk that we need to pay attention to.
Yeah, a couple of cost headwinds to watch out for in the medium and long term for the semiconductor chip industry. We've been chatting with Ma Tianying. She's an economist at DBS, helping us understand the nuances and the landscape for the semicon shortage that's happening right now across the world and affecting many industries. Tianying, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.